I really love you, Tiger Queen.
History that soon will be no more. There in the heart of Cricklewood, it's called the Galtymoor, the home of Irish show bands in this land across the sea, a place that holds fond memories for folks like you and me. There in the heart of London, a home away from home, an icon to an era that's sadly almost gone. And no matter where you come from, be it Cork or Donegal, they all agree the Galty was the greatest club of all. Through the years we watched them, those big stars come and go, Big Tom, Philomena, Brian Call and Margot, Ray and Jean to name a few, not forgetting Paddy Cole, and the superstar from Mullingar, Joe Dolan, rest his soul. There in the heart of London, a home away from home, an icon to an era that's sadly almost gone. And no matter where you come from, be it Cork or Donegal, they all agree the Galty was the greatest club of all. The night away. Soon there will be nothing left but the cold hard light of day. But before we leave the dance floor, there's one thing we must do, is ask Big Tom would he please play one last final tune. There in the heart of London, a home away from home, an icon to an era that's sadly almost gone. The greatest of them all. No matter where you come from, be it Cork or Donegal, they all agree that Galtymore was the greatest of them all. They all agree that Galtymore was the greatest of them all.
Famed town of Killallen in the county of Mayo was reared the great Pat Lynam so many years ago. Soon made his way to Dublin and says he, I'll take a chance and I'll try to make my living from a good old country dance. So he organized some venues and rang great bands around, Louise, Declan Ernie and the Jimmy Buckley sound, Mick Flavin, Johnny Lockery, Mike Denver lent a hand for the greatest show in Ireland, Pat Lynam's Country Dance. At Pat Lynam's Country Dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's Country Dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quickstep, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Lynam's Country Dance. Sunday night at the Spa Hotel with the house packed to the door, and many's the time I left that place with every muscle sore. Come the weekend I'd be fit again, ready for another round, and I'd trip the light fantastic to that good old country sound. It's Friday night and I'm on my way to the county of Kildare, to Satanta House at Selbridge, to a huge crowd gathered there. On the finest floor in Ireland, sure too soon I'm in a trance, with the sounds of Tommy's roadshow and Pat Lynam's country dance.
At Pat Lynam's country dance, pretty girls you will see.
Pat Lynam's country dance is the only place for me.
You can waltz, jive or quickstep, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Lynam's country dance.
So here's to you, Pat Lynam, you're the greatest man around. You brought much joy and happiness with your good old country sound. You've mended many broken hearts, we're glad you took that chance. When you try to make your living from a good old country dance.
At Pat Lynam's country dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's country dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quickstep, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's country dance. At Pat Lynam's country dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's country dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quickstep, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's country dance. No, you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's country dance. Good man, Pat.
By old Fangle, and her car in the very latest style. She's the belle of every bar in Colorado. But you see a sadness even when she smiles. She has everything a girl could ever ask for. Only happiness her money cannot buy. For whenever someone says, how are things in Ballyhays, you can see the tears in Mary's summer's eyes. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterdays. And Mary's summer's wishes she could trade in all her riches for the misty cabin and a shack in Ballyhays. Now Mary was a girl of much ambition, and she met and wed a very wealthy man. He can give her all except for things she wishes. For his plans are much too big for Ireland. So tonight she'll go to sleep on satin pillows. And in restless dreams, again she knows she'll hear the lovely Annalee calling, please come back to me. When she wakes her satin pillows wet with tears. Then she thinks about Black Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterday. And Mary Summers wishes she could trade in all her riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay. And Mary Summers wishes she could trade them all for riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay.
There are flowers that are rich, flowers that are rare, on the banks where the Nore gently flows. But the sweetest of all, the flowers to bloom, was my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Their eyes shone like diamonds, they'd listen so bright, their smile was the sunshine so fair. And the heart of my beautiful rose was as true as the dewdrops sprinkled there. In the bright month of June, neath that Kilkenny moon, to the altar we promised we'd go. But fate played its part, and soon broke the heart of my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her father objected, said, think of our pride, we could never outlive such a crime. There are plenty of men who are wealthy, and then would be all in the world such as I. So they sent her away to a faraway land, a break they told her could be. When the leaves start to fall, it is then we will call, and you may return o'er the sea. A year had passed on, when the postman one morn brought a letter to me, and I read. The rose that bloomed in your garden of love has withered, your darling is dead. Now I'm left all alone, this world I must roam, how I'll face every care heaven knows. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose.
The other ocean, to go back home just one more time, to where your grandma came from. If your children shared the love you feel, and it filled your heart with pride, you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago. If you love each blade of grass or green, from Cork to Dunedin, you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you wire sentimental Irish just like me. Do you still recall your mother's words from when you were a child? And sometimes in a crowded room you see your father smile. And you would give just anything to share this memory. And you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish. Sentimental Irish, you are sentimental Irish just like me.
Just how you felt that day when you left from your home, and the ones you loved most hand in hand at the door cried as you walked away all alone. Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you. These words, they did strengthen his will, as Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As the train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as faith now had taken control, sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Here now in England, setting off to find work on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night at the train's destination, so he walked through the streets in the cold. Then next morning he watched men jump on a works van. Pat jumped on with the rest of the load. As I stand by your graveside, I think of your life and how things must have been long ago. I'm just honored I've met and shared some of your time. You're now up in heaven, I know. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, never again will he see his sweet home and those beautiful County Clare hills.
Irish club in London, in that far off distant land. A breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. She left her home so young to roam, when she was just a child, where she played around its lovely hills with its rich fruit growing wild. The apple trees all laden down can haunt her memory still. Her heart feels sore to walk once more round dear old Barley Hill. She has everything a girl could need, a partner loyal and true. A ring upon her finger brought tears like morning dew. She'd leave it all if she hears that call, come home to Mahoratlin. She loves it still, old Barley Hill, with the damson trees in bloom. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. Those words she said, I will not wed, for I wouldn't feel content, as money cannot bring the joy where my childhood days were spent. As she wiped a tear in another year, she returned if God should will, to rest at ease neath those lovely trees that bloom round Barley Hill. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. When her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill.
November, just before dawn, near the village of Corran, a new star was born. But hurling and handball was destined to be the greatest exponent that you'll ever see. In the annals of glory, his name is up there with the great Paddy Phelan, Jim Langton and Kerr. His club is Young Ireland's, suffice for to say, his name it is Kerry, and they call him DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber, he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. A sportsman, a gentleman, right to the core, his name never taken, no cards ever shown. To the fine artful craftsman, we venture to say, well done, Dennis Joseph, well done, DJ. 9 All-Star Awards, now the truth I will tell, with All-Ireland medals for both handball as well. If the good Lord should spare us, we'll cherish the day when the great
I left my home in Ireland to ramble and to roam and see the lights of New York and maybe make my home. I was working in the city, it was just from 9 to 5, and playing with the band out there for money on the side. I met girls in Galway that I knew back home. She said, do you remember all the times you walked me home from school? Do you remember that old tree where we used to play? And our little cottage on the road to Ulterar. Just take the road from Galway, my colours on the way. You'll see the lake of Ross there, and the farmers making hay. The Montauk Mountain standing beside Loch Corrib and Loch Mouth, and our little cottage on the road to Ulterar. Talked about the old days and the people that we knew, and the nights that we went dancing to the bands in Mahon Cross. She asked if I was going home and if I would call to her little cottage on the road to Ulterar. I said that I was going to see that old tree and see that old churchyard where Mum and Daddy lay. I asked if she would marry me, then we would settle down. She said, I'll see you back in Galway on the road to Ulterar. Just take the road from Galway, my Colin's on the way. You'll see the lake of Ross there and the farmers making hay. The Montauk Mountain standing beside Loch Corrib and Loch Mouth. Now we're married in that cottage on the road to Ulterar. Now we're married in that cottage on the road to Ulterar.
And I'll tell to you no lies, down in the local dockyard as a man and boy. But now the bosses tell me they'll have to let me go. I'm just another number, I'm signing on the dole. I'm on the dole,
on the dole,
on the dole,
on the dole.
It's enough to break a poor fella's heart and soul. By the time we pay the rent man, the grub, the gas, the coal, there isn't much left over when you're signing on the dole. Now Mary wants a new dress and Johnny needs new shoes. To see little Charlie's bum sticking out sure gives me the blues. Somehow we'll have to manage on our couple of bob and hope someday for better things if I get a job. I'm on the dole,
the dole.
It's enough to break a poor fella's heart and soul. By the time we pay the rent man, the grub, the gas, the coal, there isn't much left over when you're signing on the dole.
after mass on Sunday morning to the local forager. I've only got about 4 quid, it won't go very far. Then it's home to dinner of bangers, beans and mash. We used to have the Sunday joint when we had the cash. I'm on the dole,
on the dole,
on the dole. It's enough to break a poor fella's heart and soul. By the time we pay the rent man, the grub, the gas, the coal, there isn't much left over when you're signing on the dole. Call recession, when is it going to end? It's driving decent people halfway round the bend. They say that it will take 3 years, but that seems far away. While we struggle to make ends meet every other day, I'm on the dole,
on the dole.
It's enough to break a poor fella's heart and soul. By the time we pay the rent man, the grub, the gas, the coal, there isn't much left over when you're signing on the dole. I'm on the dole,
on the dole,
on the dole. It's enough to break a poor fella's heart and soul. By the time we pay the rent man, the grub, the gas, the coal, sure there isn't much left over when you're signing on the dole.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org.
With the very best Irish music, this is www.IrishRadio.org.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier place in the day. What is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the
vale? Oh, come, come, come,
oh, come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a clear Sunday morning, and listen to a clear ringing bell. Its tones so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the vale. Church in the vale, no spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale.
All of my love, all of
twilight time is nigh. Golden slumber waits for you, so hush, now don't you cry. So hush-a-bye, and don't you cry until the morning.
Told me one time that you loved me, and ye promised that we'd never part. But a link in the chain has been broken. Leaves me now with a sad and aching heart. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue wife, who is sailing far over the sea. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of her only, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue one, who is sailing far over the sea. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eye, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me. And I wonder if she ever thinks of me.
The snow came down on Christmas Day, the good Lord took you away. And that December chilled me to the bone. My wife gently took my hand and said, please try and understand. You know God just needs him more. I still remember the color of your dreams. They were yellow and they were blue and always free. As kids we'd fly around the room and circumnavigate the moon. Oh, we had fun. You loved everyone. Brother, I still recall the color of your dream. I've been places we used to go, down by the river, and did you know, I hooked that big one with your old fishing pole. Mom and Dad, they sure miss you, and I know their hearts are broken too. They've got nothing left to say. I still remember the color of your dreams. They were yellow and they were blue and always free. As kids we'd fly around the room, circumnavigate the moon. Oh, we had fun. You loved everyone. Brother, I still recall the color of your dreams. I met Jenny the other day. She's doing fine, I'm glad to say. Little Robbie, he looks just like you. He tells me now he started school and how his football team's so cool. He holds his mama when she cries. still remember the color of your dreams. They were yellow and they were blue and always free. As kids we fly around the room and circumnavigate the moon. Oh, we'd fall. You loved everyone. Brother, I still recall the color of your dreams. Brother, I still recall the color of your dreams.
Your heart changes with each season, springtime, summer, fall, and winter too. Though I know I'll never understand the reason, I still wonder why each season changes you. It was springtime when I find you like a flower, and our love grew stronger with the summer sun. In the fall, I think I see your love a-changing. Broke my heart to see what winter time had done. Like the weather, your heart changes with each season. Springtime, summer, fall, and winter too. Though I know I'll never understand the reasons, I still wonder why each season changes you. Spring again, you said that you were sorry, and the summer brought a golden memory. In the fall, I think I see your love a-changing, and the winter brought the same old misery. Like the weather, your heart changes with each season. Springtime, summer, fall, and winter too. Though I know I'll never understand the reason, I still wonder why each season changes you.
Now lads, if you're out on the road in County Mayo, heading for town after a hard day's work, you'd never know who you might meet.
Going to town with the sun going down and my feet feeling sore from the mileage. I was covered with sweat and my toes were all wet, having spent the whole day making silage. When a lady drove up and she came to a stop, and she says, "Are you going to Clare Morris?" Then she shouted, "Get in," with a cute little ring. And she told me that she was Clare Morris. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Clare, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris. But the gleam in her eye was the real reason why I fell madly in love with Clare Morris. Oh, her beauty was rare, and I thought then and there how lucky I was to have met her. But I felt ill at ease in me old dungarees, and me Wellingtons often smelt better. Ah, but she was so sweet from her head to her feet, and she looked so delightful and dishy. She was tastefully dressed, and I sure was impressed how she handled her new Mitsubishi. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Clare, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris.
But the gleam in her eye was the real reason why I fell madly in love with Claire Morris. Oh, I never forget the next time that we met. Big Tom and the band were in Midas. I was having a jar with the boys at the bar. She came over and stood right beside us. I was wearing a suit and a good dash of brute, and considered myself quite a charmer. So I just couldn't wait, so I asked her out straight, would you like to come home with the farmer? Well, so she with the laugh, do you think I'm a calf? Or what is the cause of your hurry? Wouldn't I be a twit to be covered in grit and smelling like that awful slurry? If I gave you my hand, I would own half your land. I suppose you'd expect me to plough it. So get on with your dance, cause you haven't a chance, for me husband would never allow it. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Claire, the daughter of Big Nicky Morris. But the gleam in her eye was the real reason why I fell madly in love with Claire Morris. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Claire, the daughter of Big Nicky Morris. But the gleam in her eye was the real reason why I fell madly in love with Claire Morris.
Sows her blossoms through the valley, and sunlight bursts like diamonds through the trees. When the fields are looking brighter with the vivid glow of daisies, and the rivers wash the mountains to the sea, I hear the warm lips of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found. And all my dreams are a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down. When daylight gives the morning mist a shiver, and autumn leaves a blaze of golden brown, when evening skies are waving to a cloud of home and swallow, and winter comes to rest in County Down, I hear the warm lilt of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found. And all my dreams are a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down. I hear the warm lilt of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found. And all my dreams are a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down.
The lights of London
I see my home now. Soon I'll see you. We talk to the old folk, Lord, they're getting on, and treat them to late nights. Sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them the days lie around. This is my homeland, the place I
Irish music on irishradio.org.
This is www.irishradio.org, 24-hour Irish radio.
Kathy was the nice girl that grew up in our town, with auburn hair, a flashing smile, and eyes of darkest brown. The boys all tried to win her, but she never settled down. As she cast each one aside, she called them Kathy's clowns. But Kathy kept a secret no one had ever known. How long ago she found someone she wanted for her own. His name was Big Jack Taylor, with a farm outside of town. But he had no desire to be one more Kathy's clown.
They'll take out the T in Texas and the A in Alabama, for you're not gonna win me with your soft alluring charm. The roses in the garden will be growing upside down before you ever make me one more Kathy's clown.
Gentle sword, a real God-fearing man. To wed someone like Kathy, folk wouldn't understand. such a wayward reputation in so small a town. Big Jack's pride won't let him be one more Kathy's clown. Now the years roll slowly onward and Kathy lives alone. For all the boys she cast aside have families of their own. Her rich young looks are faded, just like the sun going down. There's no one left who wants to be one more Kathy's clown. They'll take out the T in Texas and the A in Alabama. For you're not gonna win me with your soft, alluring charm. The roses in the garden will be growing upside down before you ever make me one more Kathy's clown. Before you ever make me one more Kathy's clown.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
When the day is done on a Texas Sunday morning, I will long to be there with Marie who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo. Sweet Marie who waits for me, show me the way to Amarillo. I've been weeping like a willow, crying over Amarillo. Sweet Marie who waits for me. Sha-la-la. Church bell ringing, hear the song of joy that it's singing for the sweet Maria and the guy who's coming to see her. Just beyond the highway there's an open plain, and it keeps me going through the wind and rain. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo. Sweet Marie who waits for me, show me the way to Amarillo. I've been weeping like a willow, crying over Amarillo. Sweet Marie who waits for me. Sha-la-la.
Occupation is to mould and temper clay. Last year I turned to betting and I found it wouldn't pay. I ran me dog in Wexford Park and I ran him in Ballystraw. In the latter place he lost a race, for he stopped to lick his paw. I ran him in Kilkenny and I ran him in Tralee. I Renamon and Escorty, then again in Carberry. Oh, he won a race in Thurles, and he lost one in Athlone, and he'd have ran away with the race that day, though he stopped to lick a bone. Bad luck to gambling, I'm in an awful fix, and out of £4.68, all I have is 1 and 6. And we'll go into Shays or Kenny's, and we'll drink a glass of grog, and we'll go home by Dump Roady, singing Murphy's Running Dog. I ran me dog in Liverpool, and I ran him in the stall. In the Eden Dairy Milk Stakes, sure he came home in a stroll. Oh, and on Roscommon's clot he saw no winning for me found, for those Western dogs had cut out clogs, and they ran him in the ground. Oh, I ran me dog in Dublin on the 23rd of June, and as I brought him to the slip, he licked the magic spoon, and not even Johnson's motor car could pass him out that day, and we drank 50 pints of Guinness stout before we went away. Bad luck to gambling, I'm in an awful fix, and out of £4.68, all I have is 1 and 6. And we'll go back to Shays or Kenny's, and we'll drink a glass of grog, and we'll go home by Dump Roady, singing Murphy's Running Dog. Oh, you'll hear him yell a mile away when he is in the slips, and when the hare he sees, he'll shake his knees, and then he'll smack his lips. Oh, I think I'm pile about a mile, and if my dog don't lose, well, it's off we'll start to Matty Hart's, where we'll go on the booze. And we'll ask for 2 half-barrels to be tapped upon the bridge, and there upon the wall we'll drink it all, from there we will not budge. And we'll drink a praise to Wexford's craze of cherries, beer and grog, and we'll drown all cares, I do declare, with Murphy's Running Dog. Bad luck to gambling, I'm in an awful fix, and out of £4.68, all I have is 1 and 6. And we'll go into Shays or Kenny's, and we'll drink a glass of grog, and we'll go home by Dump Roady, singing Murphy's Running Dog. Andy Barnes, Biddy and Aylard, it's many's the race he's run, and on the wet north slob, so help me Bob, 'twas there my dog first won. And when Mr. Bob yoked up his car home from Wexford, he did jog. Oh, well, every hair, I do declare, was picked up by my dog. Now I hope you're not offended by these few lines written here. I hope to see the old committee and the stewards do well next year. Bring your true love to Kilmarnock, boys, and if my greyhound wins, well, we'll dance all night till the broad daylight in Costello's of Salt Mills. Bad luck to gambling, I'm in an awful fix, and out of £4.68, all I have is 1 and 6. And we'll go home by Shays or Kenny's, and we'll drink a glass of grog, and we'll go home by Dump Roady, singing Murphy's Running Dog.
Irish Radio
with Gerry Byrne.
I'm Gerry Byrne. Join me right here on Irish Radio every Saturday and Sunday from 11 until 1. Also every Monday from 1 o'clock until 3. Look forward to your company.
little boats are called. On the breast of Annalithi, ferrymen are stranded on the quay. The Dublin docks is dying, a way of life it's gone. And Molly, it was part of you and me. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, will you kiss away the worries from my brow? I love you all today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever loved me, Molly, love me now. Was the only job I knew, it was hard but never lonely. The Liffey ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper, I forgot even now. Sure it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Well, the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, I kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. By the way, boys, whoa! Now I'll tend the yard, I'll spend me days in talking. Hear them whisper, Charlie's on the dole. But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young. And the river, it never owned me had its soul. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, will kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you or tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Irish, where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, they kiss away the worries from my brow. Well, I love you well today, I love you or tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. If you ever love me, Molly, love me
now. Well, the next song is an Irish love song, and it all has to do with...
You're listening to Worldwide, www.irishradio.org, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, non-stop Irish music.
Don't you know you brought a knife to a gunfight? Somewhere in the county of Clare. Rosie was born by the roadside, somewhere in County Kildare. Destiny brought them together on the road near Killorgan one day. In her bright, pretty shawl she was singing, and she stole his young heart away. And she said, meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow, please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. Think of the parents that reared you, think of the family name. How could you marry a gypsy? Oh, what a terrible shame. Parents and friends, stop your pleading. Don't worry about my affairs, for I've fallen in love with a gypsy who was reared on the roads of Kildare. For she said, meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow, please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. Johnny came down from his mansion just as the sun was going down, turning his back on his kinfolk, likewise his dear native town. Facing the roads of old Ireland with a gypsy he loved so sincere, as he came to the light of the campfire, these are the words he did hear. For she sang, meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill.
let us be married tomorrow. Please let me whisper, I will. So what if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare.
My countrymen, I take my pen to write a verse or two. And as I leave to cross the sea, I'll bid a last adieu. Our slender boat is now afloat, and the while we're sailing down. And as I leave, my heart will grieve for lovely old Mill Town. Oppressive laws have been the cause of many a boy like me. Our land too small to serve us all, we've had to cross the sea. But our green shore is decked with ore, kept back by England's crown. And each green field abundant sealed near lovely old Mill Town. Could I but see old Spanish Point or in this diamond's plain, Mount Callan Hill, where oft I've been to join the old refrain. Or mountain side I've roamed with pride and plenty of renown. And I've been there at many a fair in lovely old Mill Town. Many nights I spent in sweet content with lads and lassies gay, and songs were sung by old and young before I went away. America lies far away and Philadelphia town, but I'll not forget the fond friends I left in lovely old Mill Town. So fare thee well to hill and dell, and to my comrades fair, and thrice farewell to my own dear girl I left in County Clare. St. Patrick's Day, though far away, the shamrock I will drown. And I'll think of thee, a Gromachree, and lovely old Mill Town.
Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond thy fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see you more. Oh, why did I leave my home, and why did I cross the sea? And leave the small birds singing around your sweet Raleigh. The noble and the brave have departed from our shores. They're gone unto a foreign land where the wild canyons roar. No more they'll see the shamrock that land so dear to thee.
small bird singing around your sweet Rani. Oh, the palm trees wave on high out beyond our fertile shores. At you, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. No more the sun will shine on that blessed harvest morn, or hear our reapers singing in a golden field of corn. There's a balm for every woe and the cure for every pain. But the happiness of my darling girl I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high out beyond fertile shores. At you, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high out beyond thy fertile shores. At you, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I've ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my baby. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kiss me. When we're not together, I wonder if you've missed me. 'Cause I hope and pray the day will come belong to me. Then I'm going to prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
Irish music on irishradio.org.
With the very best Irish music, this is www.irishradio.org.
I've had nothing but sorrow since you said we were through. There's no hope for tomorrow. How's the world treating you? Every sweet thing that mattered has been broken in two. All my dreams have been shattered. How's the world treating you. I got no plans for next Sunday. I got no plans for today. Every day is Blue Monday. Every day you're away. Though our pathways have parted, to your memory I'm true. Guess I'll stay brokenhearted. How's the world treating you? Do you wonder about me? Like I'm hoping you do. Are you lonesome without me? Have you found someone new? Are you burning and yearning? Do you ever get blue? Do you think of returning?
Everything she ever wanted, but she wanted so much more than I could give. And I must have been dreaming when I thought that I could please her. Now all of my dreams are gone to waste. She dreamed with a sports car in the drive, and this country boy could not afford her expensive taste. Now all of my dreams are gone to waste. Soon she found someone who could give her all these things, but she didn't know there was a price to pay. And now she sits at home in a big empty place, watching all her dreams go to waste. A sports car in the drive, and this country boy could not afford her expensive taste. Now all of my dreams are gone to waste. All of my dreams are gone to waste.
When I was young and went to school, they taught me how to write.
to take a chalk and make a mark and hope it turns out right. Well, that's the way it is with love and what you did to me. I wrote it so you'd know that I was yours eternally. One night tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. It's too late to clean the slate and make another start. I'm satisfied the way things are, although we're far apart. My tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. If you'd been true the way you should and not have gone astray, these tears would not have fallen down and washed the words away. No need to talk, for if the chalk should write these words again, it would be for someone else, not the things it might have been. But my tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. It's too late to clean the slate and make another start. I'm satisfied the way things are, although we're far apart. My tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. My tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org.
Have you considered advertising on Irish Radio? We have campaigns to suit all budgets. Our professional team will assist every step of the way. We can collaborate on scripts, also banners for websites, social media and much more. Campaigns tailored for each inquiry. We can move swiftly to get you on the map. For an informal, no obligation information, get in touch. Email jerry@irishradio.org.
Best Irish music.
There's a glen in old Tyrconnell. There's a cottage in the glen where dwells the hearts of men. She was winsome, hale and hearty, fair and graceful like the dawn. Neighbors loved the widow's daughter, happy, laughing, or gone. Then one day there came a letter with her passing. Weeping o'er the lonely grave, and
Every front door found me hoping I would find the back door open. It just had to be an exit for the running kind. Within me there's a prism surrounding me alone, as real as any dungeons with its walls of stone. I know running's not the answer, but running's been my nature. A part of me that keeps me moving on. I was born the running kind, leaving it always on my mind. Home was never home to me at any time. Every front door found me hoping I would find the back door open. There just had to be an exit for the running kind. But leave it always on my mind. Home is never home to me at any time. Every front door found me hoping I would find the back door open. There just had to be an exit for the running kind. There just had to be an exit for the running kind.
The people are leaving now. I sail with the tide. Farewell, my love. It's now I must go. Promise you'll care for me. Please promise you'll wait for me. I give all my love to you. Please keep my heart safe. Now is the hour that we must say goodbye. Soon I'll be sailing far across the sea. While I'm away, please remember me. When I return, I'll find you waiting for me. Now is the hour that we must say goodbye. Soon I'll be sailing far across the sea. While I'm away, please remember me. When I return, I'll find you waiting for me. Now is the hour.
long to roll my boat away and dream my love of you and watch the sunbeams turn to gold, the lakes near Killaloo. I row my boat beyond the moor of brave King Brian and I see the Mayfly rising o'er that lake where dreams come true. Oh, I long to row my boat away and dream my love of you and watch the sunbeams turn to gold, the lakes near Killaloo. I remember once that island there, that gleaming in the sun. We rowed our boat till close of day, the shadows one by one. Oh, I long to row my boat away and dream my love of you and watch the sunbeams turn. I pray that I'd return someday and find you by my side. You gaze into my loving eyes and call me your sweet bride. Oh, I long to row my boat away and dream my love of you and watch the sunbeams turn to gold, the lakes near Killaloo. And watch the sunbeams turn to gold, the lakes near Killaloo.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a town called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy.
At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny land he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich and helped the poor and stabbed James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One morning on the prairie wild, Jack Duggan rode along, while listening to the mockingbird singing a cheerful song. Out jumped three troopers fierce and grim, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy.
Surrender in the Queen's name, sir, you are a plundering son. Jack drew two pistols from his side and glared upon Fitzroy. I'll fight but not surrender, cried the wild colonial boy. Fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. He fired point blank at Davis too, who fell dead at the sound. A bullet pierced his brave young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy. And that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.